Albert's own Aunt Mary, a good neighbor, radio's human story about real people. ...2,400 families can't be denied, and they choose Albert's oatmeal for flavor. Yes, 2,400 typical Western families were interviewed in a recent impartial survey, and they were asked why they preferred the brand of oatmeal they were using. The result? Albert's oatmeal was preferred for flavor. If your family's already enjoying Albert's oatmeal, then they know its wonderful, wonderful flavor. But if they haven't yet tried this grand Western favorite, don't wait another day. For here at last is the oatmeal you've been looking for. Oatmeal with hearty nourishment that helps your family stay alert and active at work and in school all morning long. And oatmeal with delicious flavor that provides swell eating enjoyment. That's right. Albert's oatmeal gives your family nourishment plus flavor. A combination you can't beat. Remember what 2,400 typical Western families said in a recent interview. When they were asked why they preferred the brand of oatmeal they were using, Albert's oatmeal was preferred for flavor. Yet flavorful Albert's oats for a family of four cost only 3 cents. So know your oats. Get Albert's oats today. Now, our story continues. This morning, Randy Lane had intended to sleep later than usual. But he awakened at his usual early hour, and for some reason, which he couldn't define, Randy felt extremely cross and irritable. At a little after 7, he went up to his mother's house to have breakfast with Lefty Larkin and his young cousin, Jenny Martin. During breakfast, Randy was under the impression that he was being perfectly pleasant. But both Jenny and Lefty were well aware of his sour disposition. Whatever reason Randy gave himself for his bad mood, it was the wrong one. It never occurred to him to connect his irritability with the thought that had been in his mind when he awakened this morning. Namely, that Louise Martin had gone up to Chicago with his mother. Now, it is early afternoon. After having spent several hours at the canning company over in Huntsville, Randy has just entered the study of Willard E. Crawford's home.
Come in, Randy. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Crawford. How are you?
Fine, my boy, fine. As a matter of fact, I feel so good that next week I'm planning to spend a half a day out at the canning company. Sit down, son.
Thank you. Well, that's good news, Mr. Crawford. But just one thing. Is this your idea, or have you told Dr. Boswell yet?
Believe it or not, I have Dr. Boswell's approval. Of course, now I'm just chairman of the board of directors. I have nothing to do out there anymore, but I like to see the old place again.
Of course you would. And it'll be like a shot in the arm to us to have you back. You've been missed out there, Mr. Crawford.
Don't feed me any blarney, my boy.
Have I ever?
Come to think of it, no. Do you know what I used to be called out there? A tough, nail-chewing old so-and-so.
Yeah, I know that, but your employees always knew you were fair. They respected you.
Respected, yes. They didn't like me. Not like they do you. You've done a fine job, Randy. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't get over here earlier as we'd planned.
Planned? Were you supposed to come here today?
Well, now, Mr. Crawford, don't tell me you'd forgotten about the meeting we had last night with the representatives from the union.
Oh, that. Yes, I had forgotten it. How'd it go?
Okay. It's what Mr. Mims would call a harmonious meeting. I believe everything was cleared up and settled. Miss Linden was there, of course, and made complete notes. I had them transcribed for you.
Good, but don't bother about them now, son. As long as they've been taken care of, I'll look over your notes later. Or better still, we'll talk about them Monday, huh?
All right, Mr. Crawford.
After all, this is Saturday. This is no day to think about business.
I beg your pardon?
By the way, have you heard from your mother and Louise? They get to Chicago all right?
Yes, sir. Mother sent us a wire this morning. The telephone operator phoned it out at the farm. Came just before I left. I was going to tell you they'd run up to Chicago for a day. I didn't think you'd know about it.
Oh, yes. Louise mentioned it to me.
I thought they just decided late yesterday.
Well, Louise telephoned me she was leaving.
She did?
Yes. After all, she might not be back in time to teach her classes this week.
Oh? They told me they were just going up for a day. I thought they expected to be back Monday.
Well, perhaps so, but perhaps so. Yes.
I'm sure I don't know why they were in such a rush for this expedition. And for what reason? To buy a dress. That doesn't sound like Louise or Mom.
Well, isn't there a saying about women being unpredictable?
Sure, but... Well, it just seems sort of stupid to me.
You sound as if you objected to your mother and Louise taking a little trip.
Oh, of course not. No. Why should I? But I just don't see why they had to decide in such a rush without talking it over with anyone beforehand. Why they had to leave last night at midnight of all times. And on that of all trains. As a matter of fact, I told them I'd drive them up later on today or tomorrow. But when women get a notion that they can be so illogical.
Mm. Yes, and men are never illogical, eh? Randy, why don't you take the rest of the weekend off? You haven't played golf in a long time.
That's true, but I think I might as well go back to the plant. There's some things I can do out there.
Well, all right, suit yourself. If you can, come over early Monday morning, huh? We'll talk over our business. The new contracts and so on.
All right, Mr. Crawford. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye. Oh, Randy.
Yes, sir?
On your way out, if you happen to see Frank, ask him to come up here, will you?
Of course, Mr. Crawford. Goodbye.
Well, I may be wrong, but I don't think so.
Oh, Frank, Mr. Crawford wants to see you.
All right, Mr. Lane, thank you. You wish to see me, Mr. Crawford?
Oh, yes, Frank. Come in. Is Randy gone?
I believe I heard the front door close, sir.
Good. I got a hunch when I was talking to Mr. Lane, Frank. I'm not an expert in such matters, so I want your opinion.
Yes, sir.
I hate to admit this, Frank, but I'm afraid we men are egotistical.
I've heard that said about us, Mr. Crawford.
We hate to have any routine changed or to have anyone close to us do the unexpected. Would you say that Mr. Lane was like that?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Crawford. Mr. Lane never struck me as being a man who'd live exclusively by rote and by rule.
Yes. Then, if that's the case, it isn't that... The different faces at the table isn't the reason he's upset, is it?
No.
No. He's very much put out, Frank, because his mother and Louise has gone to Chicago.
Indeed?
Yes. Yes, he was downright silly about it. Couldn't understand why Louise had to go to Chicago to buy a new dress and so on. Now, why should he be cross about that?
Well, it could be that he's lonesome, Mr. Crawford. It could be that he misses Miss Martin.
Yeah, that's my thinking, too. He doesn't know it, doesn't realize it, but that's it, all right. He misses her. And it's about time, too. Maybe he's beginning to wake up, huh, Frank?
She's a wonderful young lady, sir.
Yeah, you bet she is. I've been thinking about her. Up there in Chicago today. Waiting. Wondering. I wonder if she's seen Dr. Rennick yet.
Didn't Mrs. Lane say she'd telephone you after they'd been to see him?
Yes, she did. You know, Frank, last night I was awake a good deal at a time. I wish there was some way I could stop that train. Some way I could get Louise back here.
But why would you wish that, sir?
Because I was scared for her, Frank. Afraid of what I'd done in getting in touch with Dr. Rennick. I convinced her she would have to see a doctor again about her eyesight I'm afraid of my part in reviving her hopes. Not only for her eyes, but the hopes she must have about Randy. But this morning, after having seen Randy, Frank, a great doctor like that, a great man like Renick, he's got to tell her he can do it. He will, Frank. I know he will. That girl's going to see again. Do you know how to pray, Frank?
Well, after a fashion, sir.
Then pray, man. We'll both pray that Louise is not going to be disappointed.
Two old men in Huntsville, thinking of praying for a young woman who has brought great pleasure into their lives. A young woman they've grown to admire and cherish. And in Chicago at this moment, Louise Martin and Aunt Mary, arm in arm, enter a building near Chicago's Loop. Aunt Mary studies the directory for a second, finds the name she's looking for, and she and Louise enter the elevator. In a few minutes now, Louise Martin will be keeping her appointment with the famous eye specialist, Dr. Renick. The winner for flavor, Albers Oatmeal. Yes, in a recent impartial survey, 2,400 typical Western families were asked why they prefer the brand of oatmeal they were using. The result? Albers Oatmeal was preferred for flavor. Think of it. Among all other oatmeals mentioned by these families, Albers Oatmeal was first choice for flavor. Now, you know yourself that your family needs a nourishing breakfast such as Albers Oatmeal. It helps your husband stay alert at work and your children stay attentive in school the entire morning long. But Albers Oatmeal gives your family more than just nourishment. It's the oatmeal with nourishment plus flavor. And a recent impartial survey proves it. When 2,400 typical Western families were asked why they preferred the brand of oatmeal they were using, Albers Oatmeal was preferred for flavor. Yet delicious Albers Oats for a family of four costs only 3 cents. So know your oats. Get Albers Oats today. Listen tomorrow when Louise Martin is examined by a very great specialist in his field, Dr. Michael Renick, the man who will tell her whether or not, in his opinion, there's any possibility of her seeing again. Until tomorrow, this is Hugh Brundage saying goodbye and reminding you, for oatmeal with nourishment plus flavor, change to Albers Oats. The Story of Aunt Mary by Virginia Crosby is produced for radio by NBC under the supervision of George L. Fogle. For a breakfast that beats any pancakes your husband ever ate, don't say pancakes, say flapjack. Get Albers Flapjack Mix. Albers Flapjacks are super pancakes, super light, tender, delicious. Your grocer has many different kinds of pancake mix. But only one flapjack mix, the original Albers Flapjack Mix. It's an exclusive Albers recipe, and there's nothing quite like it anywhere. So remember, don't say pancake, say flapjack. Get Albers Flapjack Mix today.
Listen to Aunt Mary every Monday through Friday at this same time. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.